It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
WSJM.
Your ray of sunshine every morning.
7:14 now on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Tuesday. A little bit of a rainy start, August 27th, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. Doug Cunningham, WSJM News Director, joining us this morning. So, Doug, I'm going to go take you back in a couple of months, back to April, where it was according to the Detroit News now. It says that Michigan must redraw legislative and congressional districts for the 2020 election because current maps drawn by Republicans represent a political gerrymander of historical proportions. That's according to a three-judge panel. A blockbuster ruling, which is a legislative leader, said Republicans will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, requires Michigan to conduct special state Senate elections for certain seats next year, cutting in half the four-year terms the current lawmakers are now serving. So this is going up ahead now to May, this is according to Politico. The Supreme Court in May set aside two lower court rulings tossing out congressional maps in Michigan and Ohio, putting the process of redrawing district lines on hold while it prepares to rule on whether or not partisan gerrymandering is constitutional or not. So just I wanted to kind of back it up a little bit and share some of that information about gerrymandering and how it's affecting things here in Michigan.
The gerrymandering issue is a real issue. And in November, voters went to the polls and voted huge margins, 61% to 38% to pass Proposal 2, which created a different method of drawing these political districts. And the group behind it was a group called Voters Not Politicians, and their premise was voters should choose the politicians. The politicians should not be in a position to draw those districts and choose who their voters are going to be. That was the underlying premise there. The U.S. Supreme Court in July ruled that federal judges have no power to stop politicians from drawing electoral districts to preserve or expand their party's power. That was a 4-3 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. So now that brings us right up to the present time where Republicans are now suing against this political redistricting commission and how the selection process occurs there. Before we get more into that, though, Ray, I'd like to just offer up some comments from Katie Fahey. She's the young woman who started Voters Not Politicians, and she was explaining about why they did that and why that proposition was brought to the ballot and why Michigan voters overwhelmingly approved it in the end. But here's her just explaining what happened there.
In 2020, the lines that dictate who our representatives are going to be drawn. They'll either be drawn the way they are currently drawn, behind closed doors, where special interests, top party donors, and politicians are getting to choose who the voters are that they want to be representing, which leads to non-competitive elections in our state and also leads to our representatives being able to carve out deals that represent special interests and not us. Or we can have a commission of citizens that brings Democrats, Republicans, independent, and third-party voters to the table, that sets out clear criteria that they have to follow, that actually makes the communities of Michigan come first, where you can actually watch every single commission meeting. You could be one of those commissioners, and you can see why these lines are being drawn the way they are. Do you want to continue the status quo where we know it's rigged and the people in those rooms aren't looking out for communities, they're looking out for their own interests? Or do we want to create a transparent process that makes it so that we have compromise again and so that we're looking to just make sure that we have a system we can trust?
Well, Doug, it looks like Republicans drew voting maps after the 2010 census, largely achieved their goal of basically locking in the gains that they'd made in the 2010 elections. But the lower courts ruled they violated the First and 14th Amendment rights of voters by drawing districts to achieve certain political outcomes.
Yeah, and look, the gerrymandering, the evidence is there. The gerrymandering existed. Now, in this case, it's the Republican Party who is benefiting and has benefited for the last 10 years or more in Michigan. However, gerrymandering happens with both political parties. The Democrats do it out in California and other places. And the Republicans do it here. The voters got fed up with that, and that's the point. But this is a power struggle, Ray. And even though this was headed to the ballot, the Chamber of Commerce sued last year to try to stop this from getting to the ballot. Now that it's already approved by a huge margin of Michigan voters, Republicans are coming with a lawsuit now to try to derail this selection commission. But Katie Fahey thinks that the people's will needs to be done here.
So right now we have this process that happens once every 10 years where, depending which political party happened to win that election cycle, they get to decide what the next 10 years worth of elections will look like. So they operate behind closed doors, creating voting maps and picking and choosing who they want their personal voters to be, which leads to non-competitive elections. It leads to representation that doesn't line up with how our communities actually look. And it leaves a lot of people feeling like when they go to the ballot box that it doesn't really matter because their representative isn't going to listen to them anyway. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, people want reform. They want change. They do see that politicians aren't working for them. They're working for somebody else, the special interests. And they're tired of hearing a bunch of promises without delivery. And so if our government isn't going to step up to making those reforms, then we, the people, will bring it ourselves. It's the political parties that really benefit, and the individual politicians. I mean, Democrats have gerrymandered too, but real people, all of us who are dealing with the roads still crumbling or the other issues we care about not being listened to, we're the ones impacted, and I think that's why we have to bring this change as the voters of the state.
Katie Fahey, she was with Voters Not Politicians that created this ballot initiative that passed by a huge margin to oppose gerrymandering and set up a different system of redrawing our political districts. The Democratic Party, we should note, and I've reached out to both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party to comment about this and to be interviewed about this. So far, they have not responded back. But the Democratic Party has a very different position here than the Republican Party. The Democratic Party chair, Lavora Barnes, has said the entire point of Proposal 2 is taking the politics out of our democracy and putting power back into the hands of the people. So the Democratic Party chair says that is where Michigan Democrats stand on this, and she said, and every issue, with the people, end quote. Now, that is a very different position than what the Republicans are taking. They say that their freedom of association is somehow compromised because it blocks out politicians and candidates from being on this commission. And when people have, the commission is going to consist of 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, 5 Independents, but it's not candidates, it's not politicians. It's mm-hmm. people who take an oath to say, I identify with Republican Party and I identify with Democratic Party. So this issue is a power struggle now, Ray, and it's in the federal court in Grand Rapids now as to whether the people will really get what they wanted when they created this commission by voting for it in such an overwhelming margin in November. So one more cut from Katie Fahey, if we have time. I want to just go ahead and let her comment again on this entire issue and what Voters Not Politicians were trying to do here.
One thing that I think is really important is that you actually need 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and 2 Independents to all agree before any line can be adopted, which is not the case right now. The other thing is that we actually exclude politicians and lobbyists from being able to sit on that commission. So these are going to be regular folks from across the state who maybe personally identify with one of the parties so that we can make sure we're having a diversity of thought when making these decisions. But they have really strict rules that they have to draw the lines on. So that's in the constitutional language, too. They'll have to look at state population, at the federal laws, like the Voting Rights Act. They'll have to take testimony from the local community to hear, you know, where their local economic interests are and how they want to be grouped together. And then make sure that it makes sense with our existing boundaries. That our city limits, you can look at school districts, things like that. So, you know, and this commission will operate completely out in the open as well, which all makes it so that there's much more accountability compared to the current process. And you see in other states, it leads to better results. You see much more competitive elections. You see people who are happier with their representatives. And you actually see new people being elected because the people who are drawing the lines aren't the ones who are going to run in the election.
That was Katie Fahey, again, with Voters Not Politicians, the group that launched and successfully steered to victory Proposition 2 that changes the way we draw political districts here in Michigan. We're going to put up a Facebook page post at WSJM's Facebook page about this in a few minutes. If you want to comment, if you want to share your thoughts about this issue, the anti-gerrymandering ballot proposal, this commission, whether it's fair or not, the lawsuit by the Republicans, the Democratic position on this, that the will of the people should be done so they're not going to sue over it. Any comment like that you'd like to make, go to our Facebook page. We'll have a post up momentarily.
So what's next for this, Doug, then? I mean, it's not going to happen before the 2020 election. That's pretty clear, right?
The commission has to be formed and will continue to. The process will continue unless a court says stop. I don't know if the federal court lawsuit in Grand Rapids, which was filed by the Republicans, is going to be successful in stopping this or not. But bottom line here, this is a power struggle. Political parties do not like giving up their power here. And in this case, the Republican Party going to court to insist that this is an unconstitutional law of some sort that is somehow infringing upon their rights of association, and therefore they're suing in federal court. We'll just have to watch how that unfolds and see if the courts will intervene and do anything to stop or derail this. In the meantime, our state attorney general, Dana Nessel, she's come down solidly in favor of the people's decision here, and she is urging that lawsuit be dropped, and she is defending Proposition 2 in the state of Michigan as the will of the voters, and she does not believe it's unconstitutional.
So it's kind of up to the court issued a limited ruling. What you're saying is kind of left the issue undecided and kind of opened the door for some of the lower courts to enforce some of the limits then?
The U.S. Supreme Court you're speaking of. Yeah, they decided in that 4-3 split decision back in the summer in July that's what is going to happen. They say the federal judges have no role in this, basically kicking it back to the states, saying the states have to decide. So this again, though, this lawsuit, the Republican Party, is in federal court in Grand Rapids. So I don't know if this begins another chain of cases that might also make its way up to the Supreme Court. But we'll have to wait and see what this court says. We'll have to follow how this political redistricting commission proceeds to be created and just see where it all ends. And WSJM News, as always, will follow this issue for you and report promptly what we find so that you can follow the issue, too.
Yep, and we'll have a post up on the WSJM News Facebook page in a couple of minutes. Want to hear from you on what you think about this, and we'll be following it very, very closely here. So.